Start by letting yourself feel at home physically, sitting or lying down. That you can freely be yourself here. That what we're doing here in this room is not some kind of punishment to get through, but a gift to yourself that you want to give as generously as possible, coming as much as possible before the sitting starts so that you are ready, receptive and relaxed, settled. Let your body breathe out fully, completely. Let the breathing in happen by itself, two or three times, just clearing some space. We are giving ourselves courage by being together to go on a kind of adventure, entering unknown territory all the time by opening to what is now actually happening, whatever it might be. We can find that by opening generously to our own experience, receiving that, we have a lot to learn. Life is not out to get us. By generously welcoming our own experience, physical and mental and emotional and otherwise, by providing hospitality, welcoming body and mind experience, cold, hot, heavy, light, bored, tired, afraid, angry, welcoming all of that, sounds and thoughts as well. We find that by being generous and welcoming, we are given exactly what we need. We are given the teachings that we are longing for. One of the main aspects of our experience that blocks us from opening, receiving, and giving is something that is called in Pali, the language of the Buddhist texts, the oldest Buddhist texts, Vedana. It's like the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, basically. I'll explain a little bit and then we will get a practical feeling for it. Any experience that we have, any sight, that means any color or image or shape, any sound, any taste, any smell, any physical touch, any thought, any energy, etc., is immediately followed by a sense of knowing it as good or bad, or neither, pleasant, unpleasant, or neither. It comes so quickly, this sense of pleasant, unpleasant, or neither, liking, not liking, or not caring, that we can easily think that that color green that we don't like is not likable in and of itself. And we don't realize that the not liking comes from our lens, our own seeing, not from the things as they are. Being aware of this that we impose on our world, this vedana, liking, not liking, not caring, allows us through awareness to start to see through more clearly, not to believe our own distortions of reality. So just now, if we can open to the world of sound again, as we did yesterday, relaxing and sinking into the back of the body, the back of the lower part of the body especially, and as if from that relaxed, comfortable sofa or bed, letting sound come to us. Keeping in mind that with every single sound that we hear, there is a quality, whether strong or soft, of pleasant, unpleasant, or neither. Neutral. Perhaps we can feel in the body a contraction, or a movement, or an opening. I will ring the bell a few times, one of the sounds that you are hearing, just noticing in the body if there's a contraction or an opening or an ignoring, not paying attention to. In contact with a sound that we like, we might notice a feeling of ah, opening, relaxing. With a sound that we don't notice very much, that doesn't mean positive or negative to us, we might notice a kind of dullness happening that we can sometimes feel in the body. In contact with a sound that we don't like, can sometimes quite easily feel the contraction in the body, as if to attack back or get away from the sound. In fact, it is the unpleasantness of the sound, the vedana, not the sound itself, that we might feel threatened by. Coming to the body, is it possible to find an area of discomfort, strong or slight, big or small, in the body? Is there any way that we can sense or guess that the physical sensation itself is its own thing, is one thing, and the unpleasantness of it is almost like the shadow of the thing, something slightly different from the physical sensation itself? Is it possible to find anywhere in the body a place that has a slightly or very pleasant feeling. Is it possible to notice physical sensation as itself, pleasantness as itself, and then the responses in the body and the mind to pleasantness? The neutral feeling tone, or Vedana, is probably the more difficult to investigate with awareness, because we are trained not to pay attention to what does not grab us by its pleasantness or unpleasantness. And it's one of the most important factors of spiritual practice, that we train our mind to be able to be interested in what is not grabbing our attention, what is neutral for us, what we neither like nor dislike. So again, opening to sounds, is it possible to give ourselves completely to the sound? Can we notice what it is that stops us from giving ourselves completely to our own life? One of the most important factors in this holding back from ourselves, from our experience, is Vedana, and how it leads to, if we're not paying attention, our moods, our ups and downs. Where a small unpleasant incident in the morning, or a sound that we don't like at the beginning of the day, if we're not paying attention, can snowball, can grow and gather speed. The terrible dark mood that can last for the whole day or longer. So it can be interesting occasionally during the day if we can just check into our mood. Just now, if we notice, if we feel excited, confused, light, depressed, afraid, judgmental, etc. If we could just try to flash back from the mood, can we guess where it began? It's very, very often something so small that we just were not paying attention to our reaction to that very small sound, taste, etc. Just seeing someone not smile at us, for example, and where we go from there. Just feeling pain in the knee or the belly without paying full attention to the experience. And suddenly we imagine ourselves in the hospital for the rest of our lives. Or we feel a slightly pleasant calmness, and we're not paying that full attention. Suddenly we see ourselves glowing with enlightenment, surrounded by adoring fans, disciples, throwing flowers on our head. And meanwhile, life is going on and we're missing it. So coming into this softness of direct experience, letting things be as they are, opening to sound for a few moments together, letting the sound itself have full space in your being, and giving less space to the ideas and images about the sound, and especially noticing our reaction to the sound. Letting pleasant just be pleasant, unpleasant just unpleasant, not a big deal. Neutral, just neutral. Not the end of the world. That same openness, perceiving what we call body experience, body sensation. For a few moments, allowing the whole sense of body, the whole field of physical sensation, to float in awareness. Just as an experiment, letting the aliveness, the fluidity and realness of actual physical sensation take up all the space in your attention. There's simply not room for worries about other things. Diving in again and again, and we notice that we are giving some importance to thoughts about physical sensation or thoughts about other times and places. Just diving headfirst into the realm of physical touch, physical sensation, letting it flow around and through you. Letting the body be as big as the universe. The center of the universe is the lower belly, or whatever part of the body is easy for you that you've chosen to come home to again and again. Diving in to this gift of now-ness. In the water of physical sensation. Allow the aliveness of physical sensation now to be more important than the graveyard of ideas about, worries about, judgments about. Let the judgments go on in their graveyard, and bring your attention diving into physical sensation. And occasionally during the day, checking into this part of our experience called Vedana, the pleasantness, unpleasantness, and neutrality. Not trying to get rid of it, not trying to get away from it. Not trying to get more of it, just letting it be, letting yourself be. notice that you are thinking. It could be possible just to have a soft description in the mind, thinking. But you clearly know thinking is part of what is happening now. So just softly saying in the mind, thinking, thinking. Or being more specific, remembering, planning, imagining, judging. Clearly labeling that thinking is happening brings us back to the seat of awareness, out of the cloud of thinking. We could also briefly just ask, what is the feeling tone or vedana of the thought? Is it pleasant, unpleasant, or neither? And then coming back, dive into the aliveness of the physical as it expresses now, relaxing into receiving physical sensation in the lower belly while still open to the whole body, the fact of sounds, leaving space for thoughts to go on while we maintain a soft connection with the aliveness of the lower belly.